Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you were able to join me today. And before I go on sharing what the Lord has laid on my heart this week about the person of the Holy Spirit, I would like to take a moment and ask God's Spirit to touch you right now, wherever you are, as you listen. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for every listener. Lord, some are perhaps laying down in bed, some may be ill, some may be driving their car, some may be going to work. Lord, this broadcast reaches through the airwaves to many hearts and lives. And Father, I'm asking right now, Holy Spirit, you see every individual person, every individual need. You see the concerns of their heart, the burdens and troubles that they're facing in their lives. And Father, we thank you in Jesus' name that you have given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. As a child of God, this is the victory that overcomes the world, your word says, Lord, even our faith. Father, we thank you. We have faith in the love of God. God is love, and every good and every perfect gift comes down from the Father, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So, Father, I thank you right now in Jesus' name that you're ministering physically. I take authority over disease. I take authority over that headache in Jesus' name, and I command it to go in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, right now, that stomach upset to go in the name of Jesus. I thank you for it, Lord. And there's someone that has some tests that have been done, and you have a doctor's appointment tomorrow, and you're very concerned about the results. And we are agreeing right now that you're going to have a good report. We take authority over every bit of disease. We take authority over the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. You've not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And Father, I thank you that by the stripes of Jesus, we were already healed. So Father, I thank you for a good report and these tormenting fears that the enemy is bringing. Father, I thank you they shall be dispelled by the breath of the Spirit. And Lord, that you will enable your beloved to keep their mind stayed on you, because as we do that, you will keep us in perfect peace. Touch everyone, body, mind, soul, and spirit now by the power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Praise God. Well, as I concluded yesterday's broadcast, I was sharing that for some reason we've had a difficulty thinking about the Holy Spirit in the same way we do Jesus. When we think about Jesus, our hearts warm, and we tend to think about the Holy Spirit differently because we've tended to treat the Holy Spirit as a power or an experience rather than a person. And also because there has not been much teaching on this in some cases. The doctrine of the personality of the Holy Spirit has been neglected. Well, I want to go into detail on these broadcasts to share with you what the Word has to say so you'll get a better grasp on the person and the work of the Holy Spirit. Now, He is a reality. He is the third person of the Trinity. He holds an important place in the Godhead. In fact, the very definition of the Holy Spirit is one of the three modes of being of the Trinitarian Godhead. Hebrews 9:4-14 refers to Him as the Eternal Spirit. Because He is one of the members of the Godhead, He is the same in essence as the Father and the Son, and he is placed on the same level as the Father and the Son. They are co-equal. Now, I know our natural, feeble, finite minds cannot get around the concept of the Trinity, but nonetheless, it is a biblical, scriptural truth. It's truth. It's real. And the fact that we may not fully understand it doesn't diminish it, the truth of it or the reality of it in the slightest. We take it by faith, and we also see in the Word a clear demonstration of their individual persons. Matthew, the 28th chapter, verse 19, speaks and refers of the biblical baptism, where the Word of the Lord says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost." And then in 2 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verse 14, the apostolic benediction, if you will, which goes this way, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God," referring to the Father, "and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all." Amen and amen. So, first of all, he holds an important place in the Godhead. Secondly, the Holy Spirit is intimately involved and was intimately involved in creation. Things are, you know, God is still creating. There's new life all the time, and God is intimately involved in that. In Genesis, the first chapter, the Word says, "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the waters." Praise God. And Jesus spoke the Word, and it was so. Praise the Lord. Another beautiful passage found in Job, the 26th chapter. Verse 13. Let me share that with you. "By His Spirit He hath garnered the heavens, and his hand hath formed the crooked serpent." And then there's another passage in Job 33 and 4, where the Word of the Lord says, "The Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life." Praise God. The wonder of God's Holy Spirit, it fills me with awe. It should fill you with awe when you consider and when we think about his staggering intelligence and creativity, as we see in creation, from the smallest, you know, molecular objects and things that he created, the molecules, the atoms of the universe, and the vast galaxies, the worlds that we can't even contemplate, the vast star system. It's just incredible to think that he engineered all of that. Psalm 104 and 30 says, and that's referring to the multitude of living things, the Word of the Lord says there, "Thou sendest forth thy Spirit, and they are created." Look at the thousands of hues in the tens of thousands of different shaped flowers for an idea of his scope of thought and ability. Consider all the animals. I mean, the Lord must have had a wonderful time creating the animal kingdom. Some of them are so amusing and funny. Think of monkeys and kangaroos and zebras. I mean, that's a horse with stripes. Praise God. There's such wonderful diversity. And brilliant scientists are becoming more aware and are admitting that there is the hand of a creator as they study and become more intimately involved through modern technology and scientific methods, that there's a plan, there's an order that can only be the hand of a creator, an originator. Praise God. Look at the sparkling, numberless stars when you go out at night. If you're maybe in the city, you can't see it as much, but if you're in the country, that dark canopy of heaven's night, and you'll behold something that God's Spirit had a part in designing. And thirdly, I'd like to share with you, what have we seen so far? Number one, that he's a part of the Godhead. Number two, he was involved intimately in creation. And number three, he inspired the Word of God. He was so involved in writing the wonderful story of God's redemption that he selected, think about this, every thought and every word in all the 66 books of the Bible. He was keenly familiar with each event, and he worked God's purpose, his mind, his will, his heart, in the recording and carrying out of the details of the Bible. The Holy Spirit was ever active in the inspired recording of God's word, as well as bringing about each of God's purposes which are recorded. A familiar passage that might come to mind is 2 Peter 1:21. But holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Praise God. As I shared on yesterday's broadcast, this really is a teaching, but the Word of God is so rich. I just really want to take some time because I felt the anointing and the imperative, the urgency of the Lord to share about the person of the Holy Spirit, because it's so important we understand Him to lead a victorious life. Doesn't the Word of God say those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God? So let's, as I just have a few moments, minutes in this broadcast, I'd like to share a little bit about the person of the Holy Spirit and Scripture with you. So if you're inclined to take notes, this is a good time to reach for a pen and pencil or pen. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of adoption, and He causes us to cry out in joy, Abba, Father, or Daddy, Father. The Scripture reference there is Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 15. For ye have not received the Spirit of adoption again to fear, but ye receive the Spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And He is the Spirit of God. A beautiful reference in Isaiah, the 11th chapter, verse 2. That's Isaiah 11:2, referring to the seven spirits of God. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon Him, referring to Jesus. And the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And He is also the Spirit of holiness and new life in Jesus. Romans 1:4 says, and declared to be with the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection of the dead. And also He administers the law of life. He places within believers the law of life and frees them from sin and death. Romans 8:2 says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Well, I need to stop here. The announcer is going to give you our mailing address. I invite you to write, share those prayer needs. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Amen. May God's best for every...
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,